on our program this morning, an interesting conversation. We're going to talk with Carlton Balakati of the Zuni Tribal Council and a member of the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition. We're going to talk a bit about the Antiquities Act, about 1.9 million acres of ancestral land in Utah. Good morning, Carlton.
Good morning, Russ.
Now, tell us a little bit where we stand right now. June is the 110th anniversary of the Antiquities Act. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Antiquities Act is?
Yes, Russ. The Antiquities Act of 1906 is basically a tool used by presidents to declare conservation and national monuments. It gives the president some broad, I guess, powers in regards to being able to declare national monuments and protect areas, all for the scientific knowledge, preservation of scientific knowledge, as well as set aside public lands for the United States, for the people of the United States, basically.
And if I understand correctly, the Antiquities Act could be used to protect the Bears Ears Intertribal area, and this is what we're talking about today, possibly, because there's some destruction going on there.
Yes, if I could lead off into a little bit about basically why the this area is important to not only my tribe but the other tribes of the coalition, as well as the pueblos of the state of New Mexico. The Zuni believe that we originated from the Grand Canyon, and as we migrated throughout the Southwest, we found different points that we stayed, and the reason why we stayed in this area is because they provided sustenance, they provided the ability to strengthen our traditional knowledge in regards to medicine, as well as learning from other tribes. You can see this migration throughout the most of the Southwest, which includes Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico primarily. But as we traveled throughout these regions, we identified basically place markers for future generations to return to these areas and strengthen our prayers and strengthen our history. So whenever we visit areas such as the Bears Ears National Monument, proposed monument area, we reconnect to our culture, we reconnect to our past. And I guess the essence is that we want protection for these sites. It's similar to desecration of a cemetery, you know, or desecrating the home of your grandfathers. You know, imagine somebody breaking into your grandmother's home or your grandfather's home, and that's the sense you get when you see these areas and you see the looting, the vandalism, and you know, some of it's willful, some of it isn't. But we want to make sure that people are educated, natives and non-natives alike, so that way we can all grow to respect the shared history of America.
And the looting and the grave robbing actually continues today. That's an ongoing thing.
Yes, it is. You know, we I've had the opportunity to visit this site, this area many times, and there are numerous cliff dwellings that indicate what we consider Pueblo IV architecture. It's the stone on stone, and some of these areas have original plaster on them. Which basically means you can look and see the handprints of the families that created these homes, and to return and see shotgun blasts or even walls pushed over, it's heartbreaking, to tell you the truth.
And the monuments and the artifacts, some of these go back, we're talking about not just hundreds of years, we're talking about thousands of years.
Yeah, most of these areas indicate time periods before European contact.
So it's going back quite some time. Now, is there a website where people can find out more about
Absolutely.
The coalition?
Absolutely. You can visit bearsearscoalition.org. On there we have many pictures, information on the Antiquities Act, as well as our intertribal proposal. Coalition was formed by five tribal leader organizations, mainly because at the grassroots level, the people on the ground, our people on the ground, native and non-native alike, were seeing the destruction and looting firsthand, and they asked us to step in and and consult with the federal government as sovereign nations. So Zuni, along with the Navajo Nation, the Winta and Ure Ute, the Ute Mountain Ute, and the Hopi Pueblo, formed this coalition in order to seek protection, not just for the immediate future, but for the long term. And our view is that our proposal isn't intended to limit access by non-natives or even other native tribes. We want to make sure that this area is accessible for generations to come. And in essence, it's to be a place of learning, education, and sharing. Like as I stated before, that's been our legacy among tribes, is that we share knowledge in order to make ourselves healthy as well as our people and our land. And we consider the United States our land, but we're always willing to share.
And you're just asking for better protection. I understand from looking into this that information that was provided to me that in between May 2014 and May 2015, in an area with more than 100,000 sensitive archaeological sites, there's just one law enforcement officer to protect the whole area. And what you're really looking for is more protection.
Absolutely. If you've seen some of the pictures that we have of the area, you'll see the what I refer to as the pillow for architecture, great expanses of rock art, and the rock art is depictions of significant events that happened either during our migration or that occurred to the people, and they left us their stories so that way we can understand our connection to the past, as well as provide guidance to the future. So.
And that the loss of that those that art and those artifacts and those sites is it's a huge tragedy for even for non-natives, but for Native Americans it's really indescribable how tragic that loss is. I mean that's your history.
Absolutely, a lot of our history. From Zuni and other tribes have been oral in nature. You know, we haven't really written anything down, and a lot of these stories and the history and the prayers that we learn have been passed down generation to generation through oral tellings. And as we've become more advanced and we've learned, type of education we have now, and as well as scientific knowledge, we started applying those same principles in order to preserve the information we have now. And in order to do that, again, we may have to make sure that we understand our language and preserve it, as well as because a lot of the prayers that we have are in our native language. And they identify places that we may or may not know until we actually go to a place like Bears Ears and revisit and see the plants and the minerals, the water sources, and say, this is where our prayers led us to.
And if folks want to find out more, if our listeners want to find out more, bearsearscoalition.org is the website. And, of course, as the tribes work to petition the president to give protection for this area, for these 1.9 million acres, we can contact our local representatives in Congress and our state senators as well, because they may be able to have some influence as well, even though we're here in Michigan. It would be a horrible loss, like we said, not just to the tribes whose history is in these places, but to those of us here far away who may want to visit at some point. Carlton, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us this morning. And again, if folks want to find out more, bearsearscoalition.org. Thanks a lot, Carlton.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate the opportunity to share this.